Moving along and trying to get back in order. As we do, we feature the folks that will be featured at the Economic Club of Detroit. You can go to econclub.org. And October 9th, reintroducing Wayne State University, transformation after 150 years in the heart of Detroit. And our co-host, Janine Coons from SME, is going to join us in our conversation with the good doctor. Good morning to you, sir. I haven't talked to you in a while. I hope all is well at Wayne State.
Oh, yeah, things are going well. A lot of good stuff going on. Students are back. Our new Anthony Wayne apartments are open. We got the largest full-time freshman class in the 150-year history of Wayne State this year. So things are good.
Dr. Wilson, how are you, as the head of an institution of higher education, handling all of the scrutiny, the skepticism, all the things that are increasingly out there and sometimes, oftentimes, critical of everything? How's that affecting you?
You mean the criticism of higher education in general?
In general.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that that's a bit overblown. I do believe that most people, when you really talk to them, understand the value of higher ed. What they want to make sure is that they're getting value for whatever they're spending. You know, they want to make sure that their kids or, you know, or the kids themselves are going to have a job when they come out. I think higher ed in general has to be a little bit more responsive to those concerns. But in general, I think that people recognize that the best way toward economic prosperity and is through getting education, and they just want to make sure that they're getting the value for whatever they are going to be spending, because, you know, it's not cheap these days.
No. And Dr. M. Roy Wilson here, celebrating the 150th anniversary of Wayne State University and coming to the Econ Club of Detroit on October 9th. Our special co-host for the morning, Janine Coons from SME, has a question, Doctor.
Okay.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Wilson. This is Janine Coons from SME. We focus on manufacturing across the nation, really, and would love to hear what's happening there at Wayne State as it relates to kind of the advances that are happening in manufacturing, as you just talked about, how that relates to higher education.
Yeah, so I think that's a great example of the kind of things that universities can do to educate our students in something that is going to lead specifically to certain kinds of jobs. Manufacturing is a great example. You know, people just assume that when you should go to higher ed that's very different from manufacturing. That manufacturing is something of the past and it's manual labor. But obviously it's actually not. I mean, it's very, there are a lot of issues in manufacturing, in the auto industry, for example, the different composite materials, different technologies. It's actually not a manual labor kind of education that one needs in order to make it in manufacturing these days. And so we have a number of programs that focus on manufacturing, particularly in our business school, which, as you know, is a new business school building just right down the street from the Little Caesars Arena. But that's a great example of a more focused education that a lot of our students are looking for.
Quick note, Doctor, how's the Wayne State University Henry Ford Health System project working out, the partnership?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great partnership. We have very similar cultures. We have been working together already. Our faculty together have been doing a number of things over the past couple of years in anticipation of a deeper partnership. And people are very excited. You know, we think there are a lot of opportunities, two great organizations, and the community is going to benefit.
All right. Hey, congratulations being featured at the Economic Club of Detroit this 1 week from today, Tuesday, October 9th, reintroducing Wayne State University transformation after 150 years in the heart of Detroit. Dr. M. Roy Wilson, the president, he'll be introduced by the presiding officer, Peter Provenzano, Jr., who we just saw inaugurated as the chancellor of Oakland Community College, and the moderator, Cindy Paskey, founder, president, CEO of Strategic Staffing Solutions. You're in good company, Doc. Thanks much.
Right. It's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to it.
It is indeed. You can go to econclub.org, econclub.org for more information.